Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Despite tariffs and major geopolitical risk, the body charged with persuading international companies to invest here has had a busy 6 months. The IDA, whose clients exported €500 billion worth of products last year, said that 190 companies confirmed investments in Ireland with a promise of just over 10,000 jobs. The biggest confirmed investor was the Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk in Athlone, worth €432 million, followed by the chip designer Qualcomm in Cork. I asked Fergal O'Rourke, the chair of the IDA, about why Ireland continued to attract these large investors.
As I've spoken to clients, IDA clients over recent months, time and time again, they will talk about Ireland's stability and Ireland's predictability and the fact that in a world which is now extremely turbulent...
Boring is good.
Boring is good. Boring is sexy, if that's not counterintuitive. But I think corporates appreciate the fact they know what they're going to get in Ireland. We do what we say in the tin. Mm. They know it'll be predictable. And that, you know, I spent most of my professional career going around talking about Ireland's stability and people say, yeah, yeah, yeah. It has now come home to roost in a really positive way for Ireland.
Yes. Some really good investments, some outsized investments. For example, obviously Novo Nordisk, the Ozempic maker, they're pumping in $430 million, I think, into your part of the world.
In my hometown of Athlone, they're very welcome.
Was that anything to do with the chair?
No, not on this. In fact, that's a really interesting story because Elan, the former quoted company, when that disappeared, it spun off a huge amount of pharmaceutical businesses that kind of led to Athlone being a little bit of a hub that led Novo Nordisk to Athlone, given the expertise there. Mm-hmm. But no, we've had a really good year and we've had a number of new name investments as well. And every year, roughly two-thirds of investment in Ireland comes from existing names, but one-third comes from new names. And getting that balance is about right. You want people who are here to say, we're having a really great experience in Ireland, say back at headquarters, we should do the next investment here. But you want new names in to refresh the roster and to get new industries and new rising companies. So we're in that sweet spot at the moment where existing companies here are saying we like it and new companies are here saying we're going to try it out.
And yet we're still very dependent on US investment, two-thirds coming from the US still.
Well, it is the biggest exporting economy of capital in the globe. So at one level, it's not surprising. You just don't have the same level of foreign companies exporting out of China, for example, to the Far East. But in the last couple of years, we have seen Europe and the Far East beginning to increase the investment we're getting in here. Now, in sheer scale or size, the US will always be the 800-pound gorilla. Certainly for the medium-term future, as we look out another decade, it will still be the US as the main provider of FDI.
And are they still shy when it comes to making announcements as they were last year, lest it reach the White House and he gets cranky?
I think they're less shy. I think, again, if you follow the sort of the headlines and that, you'll probably see there are a good few more US companies. Because I think there's a recognition now, even in the administration in the US, is they want US companies to conquer the world. You can't conquer it just from the US. You've got to have global organizations. So I think there is a recognition. The one area where they're probably focused most on is pharmaceuticals, where from around the world, including Ireland, a lot of pharmaceutical products are sold back into the US by US companies. But generally, I think US companies have been beating their chest a bit more about their global investments in 2026.
And on the kind of more blue-collar jobs that are coming here, manufacturing jobs, they're not blue-collar, of course, they're usually clean room. Have you facilities lined up? As in, do you have kind of a suite of facilities, mostly outside the capital, that you can offer to these big manufacturing giants?
That's one of the things we're working on. And in April of this year, our Minister, Peter Burke, got approval from the Cabinet for our next generation site programme. Over the next 15 years, we're going to assemble three sites, one in the north, one in the south, and one in the east, of about 1,000 acres each. And to put that in context, an average IDA business park would be about 100 acres.
So these are huge
sites. These are huge sites. We're going to get them powered up. We're going to get them water, transport facilities, etc.
And planning permission in the bag?
Well, you know, that's part of it. It's a build it and they will come model. And, you know, as part of the government's focus on infrastructure, I see this as a real critical part of Ireland's infrastructure. If we get this right and we can attract leading, whether it's chip manufacturer or biopharma or whatever, we will secure foreign direct investment here for the next two or three decades if we get this right. And, you know, we've started the process. It's not easy to assemble 3 1,000-acre sites and then get them fully powered up. It'll be a 15-year journey to get all three up and running. But it's underway, and I'm hopeful that over the next couple of years, we will see huge progress in that area.
Wearing your accelerating infrastructure hat, you were a key member of that panel that you reported. It's about 6.5 months ago now.
December.
Can we point to anything concrete in the terms of delivering big projects since your report?
Yes. And in fact, there is a conference taking place next week. There's a conference taking place next week in relation to what we've achieved so far. And there are small things. When you looked at the report, a lot of the changes that were needed to come in were things we'd done to ourselves. So for one example, there was a process within the Department of Public Expenditure that was supposed to be carried out sequentially. We've now ensured that that process is carried out in parallel. That single change has taken 20...
So waiting for one department to sign off before the next department can look
at it. By running the two processes simultaneously, we've taken 26 weeks out of the Waterford water waste treatment plant. There are small changes like this that are having a real impact. It'll be interesting to see the impact on judicial reviews and the number of judicial reviews with the changes we've brought in. So I think, and I've talked to a number of large energy users or major IDA clients, and what they are saying to me is there has been a tonal change in the last 6 months. Not all the problems are solved yet, far from it, but there's a sense now the system is beginning to crank up and look at areas of duplication, of overlap, not with a view to relaxing any regulations, just doing things better, quicker, smarter. And I think as the year goes on, we're going to see real change in a lot of major projects that will be done quicker. And as a result of being done quicker, they will be done cheaper.
And that's Fergal O'Rourke, the chair of the IDA.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.